An opinion article in VentureBeat argues that impact of the AI bubble bursting will cascade through companies. The first companies to fail will be those whose business offering is essentially a wrapper around third-party AI services. Of the LLM constructors, only two or three will survive. These will be those companies that manage to develop the most effective systems engineering techniques to make AI inference more efficient. The author estimates that over 1,300 AI startups in the U.S. have valuations exceeding $100 million, and few are worth these evaluations. Meanwhile, science fiction writer Cory Doctorow is extremely critical of the current AI trajectory. For him, big tech companies have become too big to grow. To maintain investor interest, they are creating the illusion of growth by insisting on the need to invest in AI. His main concern for the AI bubble is that big tech itself will not lose out. Rather, the biggest losers will be the pension funds that have invested in these projects. On the regulatory front, AI is now a lever in the sour political climate in the U.S., and will impact the midterm U.S. elections in November 2026. In December 2025, President Trump signed an executive order to restrain states from enacting laws by restricting federal funding to states which do enact laws. These have been contested by states. Also, in advance of next November's elections, political action committees, PAC, have been created to raise campaign funds for candidates for or against AI regulation. In Europe, some experts argue that the EU AI Act is not ready for multi-agent AI incidents. The AI Act focuses on serious incidents that can occur with high-risk AI systems such as critical infrastructure. This might not cover risks that arise from a cascading series of incidents from independently developed AI agents. In the wake of the killing of a U.S. citizen by agents of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, big tech leaders are under pressure from their employees to distance themselves from the federal agency. Some have issued measured criticism of events in Minnesota, but none have criticized Trump. Meanwhile, two directors of the German-based Hayday Association are being prohibited from entering the U.S. Hayday was founded in 2018 to help victims of online violence take legal action against offenders. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrote in a tweet, "For far too long, ideologues in Europe have led organized efforts to coerce American platforms to punish American viewpoints they oppose. The Trump administration will no longer tolerate these egregious acts of extraterritorial censorship." On the cybersecurity front, a report from the firm Pillar Security explains that criminal groups are exploiting public access points to AI services. Their aim is an intrusion attack on the platform hosting the AI. Once achieved, the criminals steal chatbot access credentials or sensitive data and prompts. They may also resell API access at discounted rates or attack MCP servers to propagate deeper into the IT infrastructure of the host company. Meanwhile, a report from Deloitte warns that organizations are deploying AI agent systems faster than their AI safety guardrails can keep up. Currently, 23% of organizations have deployed AI agents, and the figure is expected to rise to 74% over the next 2 years. Nevertheless, only 21% of organizations have strict safety protocols in place. One risk is that agents take decisions in opaque ways. This opacity of AI agent systems could make insurance companies reluctant to insure organizations with these systems. Meta is abandoning its Metaverse project, the platform of 3D virtual spaces which people connect to using immersive devices for virtual and augmented realities, and then navigate the spaces using avatars. Meta set the Metaverse as a key project when the Facebook company was renamed as Meta in 2021. The company and even analysts from McKinsey estimated at the time that the Metaverse could become a multi-trillion dollar platform by 2030. Estimates were based on Gen Z's apparent preference for online games such as Fortnite over traditional social media apps. Finally, journalists from Computer World report that the meaning of AI skills in job postings has gone from prompt engineering to mean AI governance skills, the ability to identify and mitigate AI-related risks, as well as the analytical ability to understand business workflows and to see where and how AI can contribute improvement in workflows.